A nut.
All right, a nut. If a person is very foolish, we might want to call him a blank, although we would hesitate to do so.
Boo.
A person who will never spend a cent. Oh, he is a...
Tightwad.
All right, very good. Can you think of another name for a person that never spends any money? An old man who hoards his money and lives very frugally. He is a...
Miser.
All right. When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean? If a person is common, how do you mean it?
He's just real plain and
everyday, that sort of thing?
Yeah, just
All right. You don't mean in any sense then that he's not a good person?
No,
All right. If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite
alert.
All right. Give me some words that describe an elderly person, one whom you might admire, who's a who gets around very well. He's active, he's moves about a lot. How would you describe him?
I would say he was still getting a lot out of life. Life was still going on for him, and he was not getting old. He's still...
Have you ever used any of these terms to describe an older person who is quite lively? Spry, peppy, chipper?
Yeah, I've used them all. Spry, peppy, and chipper, I've used them all.
All right. The children are out later than usual, and you say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
anxious.
All right. Another word. The children are out late, and I can't help but be worried. I'm a little bit...
uncertain.
If you're not at ease, what do you say?
I'm nervous. I'm
Do you use the
I'm uneasy. Yeah, I'm uneasy.
I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
Mm-hmm. She isn't afraid now, but she
will be. Right. Used to be.
All right. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty
careless.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
queer.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other word you might use there? She acts sort of...
peculiar.
All right. If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you'd say, don't be so...
set in your ways.
All right. Also, if he's very, very obstinate, you might say, he's so...
stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper. Will you say he's mighty?
Touchy.
All right. Any other words for easy to offend?
Has his feelings on his sleeve.
All right. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
mad.
All right. Have you ever used any other word for mad?
Upset, mad. Angry.
Somebody's about to lose his temper, and you tell him, now just...
stay calm.
All right. If you've been working very hard, you say you are very...
tired.
All right. Some other words. I'm really...
pooped.
Oh, any others?
Worn out.
I sure am...
depleted.
Oh, very good.
Not an ounce of energy.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard any of these terms? Fagged out. Perished, beat out, tuckered out, used up, done in, petered out, killed, give out, whipped, pooped, all in, bushed. You ever heard anything?
Heard all of them. Bushed.
All right, very good. I'm completely
exhausted.